evening, space truckers everywhere, and welcome to this week's exciting Hutton Orbital Live. I'm your host, Dick Chafing, and joining me in the studio tonight, I have...
Rudolf Hucker. Good evening, Dick. In tonight's action-packed show, we have news, an update on the state of our systems from the Hot Pit team, Flossie and the latest from the community goals, the epic Commander Wotherspoon with his digestion, and, for 1 week only, music chosen exclusively for us by the team at Frontier Developments.
And what about Hober?
We might have a little bit of that if he's recovered from his birthday battle. Anyway, here are the headlines.
Aliens don't like mugs.
Federation foolishly sets fire to flagship.
FK Aquari Supercruise confusion.
Ren's Stimpy is confirmed not to be in Hutton space anymore.
Grand Poobah Splendor asked Hot Call to give themselves a spanking. First tonight, after a week of trying to locate alien flower ships and interact with them in any way possible, the Hutton team conceded defeat in trying to get a mug sucked up by a glowing green beams. Yes, that just isn't going to work any longer, with commanders from across the Milky Way racing to the Pleiades on Monday in response to a message from the Galactic Intern, a few stopped off for mugs at Hutton before heading to Orcus Crag. They tried everything. They waved, they shouted, they drove and they jumped. They littered the area with mugs. They encoded messages in Morse and flashed until they could see nothing but blue dots. But the alien flower ships just didn't want a mug. Desperate to prevent our new flowery friends falling foul of an outbreak of mods, some commanders even tried raining mugs from the sky onto the encounters. Our conclusion? These alien flower ships are indeed immune to mods, and we should study them in detail at the first opportunity. Maybe they like gin. Our science team have contacted Professor Palin, but it appears that he's a little bit busy right now at the moment. We tried Dr. Arconin, but he's busy supercruising in Miss Featherstone's Asp, looking for clues. Ramta's time team are still scratching their beards over mysterious runes. It's up to us, Hutton Truckers, to answer the greatest mystery the galaxy has to offer. Why don't aliens like mugs? We just don't know.
In utterly unrelated news, the day after the Galactic Intern's encounter with the mysteriously encoded kind, and the galaxy's fastest community goal, so fast, in fact, that by the time Flossie had finished typing it up, it had reached Tier 2. A second mysterious message was delivered. This one led a horde of Huttonites, led by Buck Naked of Lakon Spaceways, to a distress call deep in space, where they found a Federal capital ship, deserted and on fire. On closer investigation, it appears that the mysterious green glow was coming from the vicinity of the ship's mess hall. Executive chefs Ramtar Gordon, no relation, and Heston Bloomingdale had apparently been experimenting with molecular gastronomy, and the resulting dish, after liberal application of liquid nitrogen, a sous vide bath, and much agar jelly, had exploded. Sticky, quick frozen, then superheated goop had spread rapidly through the ship, and even to the close escort ships nearby. Commanders, unaccustomed to weird food, and far more comfortable with the usual meat and two veg diet on board Federal ships, panicked and abandoned ship. One commander even attempted a cover-up by leaving a message that appears to have blamed alien ships for the attack. Ramtar Gordon was reported to say when interviewed, "You're a total bastard and I'm not fucking talking to you." And his bespectacled co-chef just gibbered, "I knew I shouldn't have added edible flowers." We can't yet confirm whether any of this tale is true. Whether aliens attacked Federal ships, whether it was a bizarre cooking incident, and what indeed the particular molecular gastronomy was intended to taste like, But what we do know is that whatever it was, it's been collected and is now being used to clear the plumbing in Cubicle 3, to great effect. We don't recommend applying it to broken skin, or anything with a nice glaze on it, metals, ceramics, your dinner, plastics of any kind, polymers, and we particularly advise you to wash your hands after handling it, especially if you're heading to the gents. The tech monkey didn't take that advice. The tech monkey is in a lot of pain.
One hapless Hutton commander this week managed to fall foul of the ongoing and very virulent computer virus that seems to strike at random in ships of commanders that have visited the tomb of one Mr. Dusty in Van Maanen. Glancing through his local contacts, he noticed that FK Aquari was less than one light year away, marginally further than Hutton, but well within a short supercruise of his arrival point. He gleefully set his controls in the right direction, and a number of hours later, arrived to find nothing. Absolutely nothing. He spent the next hour chasing absolutely nothing around in circles, sent an urgent message to Hutton HQ, and then realized that his ship systems had just flown him in a straight line into deep space. All on his own. Mustering the remaining fuel reserves and purging his ship systems to cure the mysterious virus, he promptly jumped out of the system and to his relief discovered that FK Aquari was just where it's always been.
Following weeks of attacks on Hutton systems by one Commander Wren, we can now confirm that he has left the area. Tired of hunting for his Stimpy in all the wrong places, he admitted that he didn't actually know where he'd left his Stimpy, what his Stimpy looked like, or even whether his Stimpy was simply a limply told lie to cover up his dastardly deeds in Van Maanen. It appears that after a tourist visit to Van Maanen, he appears to have sampled a cup of tea with the Mad Monks and somehow fallen under a form of hypnotic suggestion, leading him to further their aims to take the system back over. Unfortunately, they hadn't counted on Nocti and his masterful manipulation of the local faction influences, and no matter how hard Wren tried, he couldn't cause a war. Nice try, Mad Monks and Wren. We hope you find out what Stimpy is sometime soon. We think it might look like a log. Logs are good. All kids love log. What rolls downstairs a loner in pairs and over your neighbor's dog? Hang on. What was in this tea?
While he sorts that out and stops climbing on the furniture, Commander Splendor took a few days off this week, and unfortunately, without his guidance, things all went a little bit wrong in Colonia. Having expanded unhindered since we arrived, he forgot to notice that we'd expanded into the territory of a bunch of galactic cartographers, French cartographers, who were so busy reading maps in French that they didn't keep an eye on their influence. So we have entered a pending war with our map-making neighbors, and as all good truckers do, Splendor, when he discovered this, issued a decree from the Grand High Poobah of Fort Mug, that's his unofficial title, as approved by Alvin, that's not true, Alvin actually thinks it's a silly name, that all Hutton truckers should give themselves a spanking for the next 6 days. A thorough spanking. And after the spanking? Well, we invite them. Yeah, we invite them round for a nice glass of gin. That sounds reasonable, doesn't it?
That, ladies and gentlemen, was the news.
Hang on, we forgot something. What happened last weekend?
Hobadir and River B decided to have a battle because Hobadir said River B had broken his brand new rattle.
Oh, that. Right, who won?
Gluttony Fang.
I'm not gonna ask. Right, that was the news. He's got something funny in his tea. And coming up, we have the usual, so stay tuned. First, as chosen by the dastardly Don's big brother himself, Zachary Antonaki and friends, our first tune of the evening. We've had a request from people listening to actually say what the tunes are. So, this has nothing at all to do with alien flower ships.
Nope, not at all.
Definitely not.
It's by John Otway. It won the award for the second greatest lyrics of all time sometime back in the 21st century. Second to Let It Be. It's called Beware of the Flowers, because I'm sure they're going to get you. Yeah.
That's an amazing, amazing title. And we'll be back just after this.